פרק ב', אין תורמין מתור על התמים, אוקיי? ואם תרמו תרומתן תרומה. Meaning technically you'd say this is good, you're being mafresh from the Torah. It's gzeira drabanan, because the chatchil, you have to be mafresh truma min amukaf, all the fruits have to be together. Chazal were worried you'd be concerned not to be metame the truma. So Chazal said, even though theoretically this is better, you're being mafresh matar al atame, no. But it's good. Okay. So there's an important Rav over here. He says, "Ki'ilu yalachal Moshe Mesinai." It's not really yalachal Moshe Mesinai. It's like yalachal Moshe Mesinai because you're having Zeres Drabonon also Be'emes Amru in Shabbos. Okay. Be'emet Amru. In truth, they say. Okay. I don't know. Haigul Shel Devira. Shenitma Miktatom. So you have dried figs pressed together, but with regard to Tuma, for whatever reason, they're not mitame one another. So they're not considered like they're attached. They're considered like they're touching, not attached. So if part of this cake of figs got tamei, because it's all attached. The whole time of the gzir is because you're not going to put it close. Well, it is close, so that's how to do it. You have a cluster of vegetables tied together, or a pile. Okay. So in any one of these cases, when part of it became tame, so then you could be mafresh matar ala tame. A pile. What if there were two cakes, two piles, two clusters? Rabbi Lezer disagrees with the gzera altogether. Days. Now the reverse, where you're being mafresh from the tamei, im taram shogeg trum to truma umezid lo asa klum. Okay, so if it became tamei before it was roi for meiser, so then midoraisa it's not truma, it's not chal. But if it became roi, it reached onat ha-masrot, it was ripe enough, it was ready to be mafreshah, and then it became tameh. So then midoraita technically, it's not right because you're hurting the goy. And imtaram shogeg tum totumah, if you did it by mistake, then the truma is chal. Umezid lo asa klum, if you did it on purpose, then not. Right. So he could use it as firewood. He could light his menorah with it. Yeah, so he'll use it as firewood. Okay, so you're not supposed to be Torem. If it became tamei before it was roi for meiser, before it was ripe enough, it doesn't work. If it was ripe enough and just so then midoraisa works, it's just turning the coin. So then, if you did it by mistake, tum tutuma umezid lo asa klum. If you did it on purpose, it doesn't work altogether. So we say over here, what does it mean it doesn't work? You have to give the coin because midoraisa it was chal, but midrabanan we tell you it's as though you didn't do anything. You got to start from scratch and mafresh another batch. Nachen ben Levi shayal maser tevele. I'm mafresh lav olech shugeg.
What does he do with that?
He gives it to the coin. Yeah. So if you had a Levi. That he had meiser that was tevel, meaning it was meiser that he didn't take off trumas meiser from. And what he did was every time he wanted to eat some bread, he'd say, well, a miser from this bread, the Trumas miser that I own this bread, is from that other pile I have over there. So, Yayam Afrish Lavolech, and so what he didn't know is when it was finished, so Shogeg Mashas Asui, Mizid Lo Asaklum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Me Yodea Bavat Chidav, Al Pishu Shogeg Lo Asaklum. Okay. Okay, so this lady has Maiser Rishon that he's mafresh. He keeps eating other Maiser Rishon, assuming that batch that he has in the box is going to be Trumas Maiser. He keeps saying that I had in the box is going to be Trumas Maiser, and that which I'm doing now. He opens up the box and he sees there's a dead weasel inside. Chole, bar, something in here. One of the Shmona Shratzim, so it's tummy. So it turns out that he was mafresh Trumas Maiser on Maiser, was mafresh tummy Maiser on Tor Maiser. So chen ben nevi. Shalom asa tevere. Amfresh avolech. And then he discovers that his Maiser was tummy. Shogeg, Masha Sasui. If it happened by mistake, know what you're going to do, just like the ratio of the Mishnah. Where you mafresh by mistake, Me'atame alator. Mezid, Vasaklum. Same thing in Vogue, what we said earlier. He kept it, he did it continuously. Mafresh alavole. Continuously was doing it. I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Yehuda Batchila, Aval Pishu Shogeg Lo Asa Klum. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends which type of shogeg. If you knew at one point it was tummy and then you forgot, that doesn't count. That's a shogeg karov lepshia. Then I don't care that it was a mistake. That's a shogeg karov lemezid. You knew at one point. You shouldn't have forgotten. Okay.
So what do we see so far?
Mishnah Aleph, we said you shouldn't be torei mitahor al tamei because it's a drabana. It's better than drabana. And that's why David, it's kosher. Now we have another halacha, be'emes amru, that dried figs, you are mafresh. And the same thing with a cluster of vegetables. With vegetables that were tied together and a pile of grain. Even though part of it's tummy, part of it's tar, you could be mafresh matar ala tummy. But if there were two cakes, two clusters, two piles, then no. And Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold of this old zera, his maker. And then we said you shouldn't be mafresh matami ala tar, but there, midoraisa tzchal, if you did it on purpose, because how it goes in, it'd be mafresh all over again. Same thing with the levi with Maaser Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda adds that if you knew it once upon a time, the fact that now you forgot, that we don't consider a shogi, Rabbi Yehuda says. That's far of the Shia. Gimel. Amatbil? Yeah. Sefer. The metamu is going on what he's about to say.
They're
stuck together. They're broken. So you're okay to be mafresh matar al tamei.
So that coming to that coming to add on to the what you said just now, that really when you have there's a gezera, the two separate things, when it's separate you can't separate from the Torah. Or is that coming to talk about the same, or we're talking about when you have when it's separate, when it's two things separate.
First, what
you said. Okay, so
I don't know from when, but yeah. Over here, you're right, because the Bemetamu is also going on Xerz Bepanim. Okay. Onward. Mishnah Gimel. Hamatbil Kelim Shabbat. So, Chazal didn't allow us to be Tevo Kelim, Xerz Bepanim, because it looks like you're fixing it. So then, Shogeg, you're over on the Xer Rabban by mistake. Ishtameshbim, you've used them on Shabbos. Amazing. Lo Ishtameshbim. Wait on Matzah Shabbos. Don't benefit from being over on the Xer Rabban. Hamaser v'mashel b'Shabbat. Oh, what happens if he cooks on Shabbos? Okay. To be Maser, so then you're fixing the fruits on Shabbos. To be Mvashel, so that's a Machad Rabba. The Oraisa is cooking on Shabbos. Shogeg Yuchal. If he did it by mistake, so then he could eat. Question is when. So everyone learns Pshat in the Mishnah is that you could eat it on Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, Mezid Lo Yuchal. If he did it on purpose, then he can't enjoy it. Others can eat on Matzah Shabbos. The Kodesh Hi Lachem, the Shabbos is holy to you, not the things you did on Shabbos by mistake. Or even on purpose, they don't become holy or prohibited. Hanotea b'Shabbat. So this is a machlok stanaim with many shittos. But that's how they explain this Mishnah. That the Mishnah is talking about on Matzah Shabbos. Okay.
Why don't we say that you want to, if it was matbil on Shabbat, then went against what the Chachamim said, you didn't do anything, like blowing shofar on Shabbat.
All right, I hear. It's a good question. Okay, notah b'Shabbat. B'shogeg yekayem. You planted, if it was a mistake, okay. Mezid Yaakov, you did it on purpose, uproot it, and you'll start from scratch afterwards. Uvashvit ben Shogeg ben Mezid Yaakov. Shemitah, we don't trust the guy. He says it was a mistake, we're worried he's saying it's a mistake, really it was on purpose. So, on Shabbos, I'm not worried. If he says it's a mistake, I believe him. On Shemitah, I don't believe him. So even if he says it was a mistake, we say you gotta uproot it. Dalit. Okay, so before we go on to that, what we see in Gimel. That Tvilas Kelim, Din Rabbanon, if he did it by mistake, he could use it. What happens if he was Maaser, or he cooked on Shabbos, or he planted on Shabbos? Say if it was by mistake, you could eat it on Matzah Shabbos, or you could leave it planted. If it was on purpose, then he can't eat it on Matzah Shabbos, other people will, or he'll uproot the tree and replant it on after Shabbos. On Shemitah, we're always worried he's lying, so we're always closing. The Mishnah says he can't be Marcus Chuma from one on a different type of crop. It doesn't work in b'di'evit. But all the different types of wheat are considered one. And the same holds true for the different types of figs, white, black, they're all the same. Dried figs and the dvidar cakes of figs, they're each considered their own. You could be torn from one on the other, and they're all considered one. You could be mafresh from dried figs and wet figs, from cakes of figs and wet figs, etc. Okay. Kol makom shesh kohen toim min hayafeh. When you have a kohen local, so take the best crop, the ripest, the nicest, the sweetest. Kol makom shein kohen toim min mitkayem. So then, if there isn't a kohen local, so your truma should be that which will last, so you'll get it to the kohen. Take the dry figs, take the cake of figs, take stuff that'll last to get to the coin. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not your problem. The Torah said, you take the best, take the best. Aye, the coin might lose from it this time, you have to do yours. Whether he'll gain or lose from it is not your problem. But we don't call it Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, Tomin Batzal Katan Shalem. Oh, fantastic Mishnah. Okay. If you have two types of onions, you have big onions, little onions, is it better to take a small onion that's whole or half a big onion? The volume you have to give is the size of a small onion. That's what we're high for this crop. So what should you take off? So the Mishnah says like this, Tomin Batzal Katan Shalem, because that'll last. Don't take half of a big one, even though the big ones are better. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lochi, Lachatzi Vitzal Gadol. Lachen Haya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tomin Tzalin Mibnei Amdina Lakofrim, Avlom Lakofrim Mibnei Amdina, Mnishu Machal Politikim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you always take the best. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, take half of a big one, don't take a small one.
And,
yeah. Slashen of the Tanakh.
Lo chi b'nei chamet uvni yachai.
No, but rather. Lo, kava, ki, but rather. Okay, so the b'nei medina, those onions are better than the kufrim, than the village onions. But the village onions, they last. The city onions, they don't last, but they're better. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Tomim tzalim imnam din ala kufrim, avlom kufrim imnam." Now you can take city onions and village onions, but not village onions and city onions. So meishu machal politikin, because city onions are politicians' onions, meaning they're expensive onions, they're good onions. They're sweet, they're better onions, even though they don't last as long. Like politicians. But, the tomin zeite shemen al zeite kevish. If you have olives that are good for oil, and then you have olives that are not good for oil, but you're gonna pickle them, so then, you should be mafresh the good olives, the oils, the olive oils, the olives that are for oil, you can mafresh them on the zeitim that are kavash, that have to be pickled. Lo zeite kevesh or kavash on zeite shemet. The yain sheino mevushal, which is much better than the mushal, you can be mafresh that on mushal, lom namushal sheino mushal. Zaklal. Okay, now you want to know the rule. Kol shukran chavo lo itom zal zafiru minay fa'alacha. If it's considered kilayim, so then you can't be mafresh. It has to be the same mint. Even though it's better, you can't be mafresh. Because no kilayim b'chaveru, toim laifeh alara, aval lo minara alayefeh. V'im toim minara alayefeh, tumato tuma. B'diyeved, it is chal. L'chatzida, take the better one. B'diyeved, it's chal, even if it took the worst one. Chutz min azmin lachitin, she'inan ochel. Zunin is something that grows when you try to plant wheat, sometimes outgrows zunin. That's why it's called zunim, like zone. It's being unfaithful. You wanted wheat and zunin come out, so you could be mafresh that on the chitin. That you can't be mafresh because that's not edible. You save it for bird feed. V'akishut v'amlofon min echad. These two types of cucumbers are one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnei Minin. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you can't be mafresh from one another. There are two different breeds. Okay, so what we said? Mishnah Dalit, we said, you can't be mafresh from something that's not the same min, the same species. And it's not even chal b'dieved. All wheat and all different types of figs are one. Tana Kama held, if you always are mafresh, the better one. Rabbi Yehuda held, you're always mafresh, the one that lasts. Mishnah Hay, an example of that. Tana Kama holds, take a small onion that lasts. Rabbi Yehuda says, take half of a big onion. Rabbi Yehuda also holds, you should take city onions, because that's what politicians eat. Take them off for the village onions, even though the village onions lands. And the same thing he holds, that you take olives that are for oil. You take them off for as truma for olives that are going to be pickled and not vice versa. Wine, and this is a bigger chiddush because here you've done something to the wine. Technically, who said one's better than the other? You cooked it, okay. But you made it worse. Still, you could be, you should be mafrish from the non-cooked on the cooked and not vice versa. And the rule is that if it's kalayim, we consider it two species and you can't be mafrish from one on the other. If it's not kalayim, so take from the better one. And if you took from the worst one, b'diavad it works. It's only a chatchila. And we said zunin and chitin are not one, even though they're not kalayim. The beginning of kalayim. Chitin mazunin and kalayim zemazet. It's not kalayim. It's not. But still, there it's not chal because it's not edible. And kishut and lachon are one brand, whereas Rav Yehuda holds there too. Oh, it's a good question. Why is it chayim and truma b'chlal? Right. So someone asked that. I think there's a Rabbeinu Vadim Bertanura in the beginning of Kilayim who says that it is edible b'shas l'chak. Here he said it's not edible, but I think in Kilayim he writes that b'shas l'chak it is edible, and that's why it would be chayav in Kuma.
Do you have a Kilayim?
Says no, it's not edible. He says it's not edible. I forgot the lochas in my chaladim. So you're saying if it's chick feed, so why do you have to be mafrish truma on it? I don't know. We'll see the rules of that soon.
This Mishnah, Mishnah Bab, that says here's the rules.